Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Wallowing in Mud. Do you remember playing in the mud and mud puddles when you were a child? It was great fun. You just couldn't seem to get muddy enough. Little kids are almost instinctively drawn to the mud. If you have children, when they were small and wanted to play outside, how many times did you say these words? Stay out of the mud. As adults, we also seem to be drawn to the mud. What mud puddles are you wallowing in? Pigs love to be filthy. They love to wallow in the mud. Do you know why? They do not possess sweat glands. Therefore, they wallow in the mud to cool themselves off. In other words, the mud brings them temporary pleasure and relief. Similarly, all sin is attractive because it promises pleasure or temporary gain. Like mud, sin also leaves us filthy. According to Hebrews 11:25, sin brings us fleeting pleasure. If sin wasn't attractive or fun, we wouldn't sin. Sin has an allure we just can't seem to resist. So, like a pig in the mud, we return to our same habitual sins over and over again. In 2 Peter 2, verses 22, it is written, "The dog returns to its own vomit, and a bathed sow returns to wallowing in the mire." We are all familiar with the story of the prodigal son. The emphasis always seems to be on the ending of the story. For today's message, I want to look more to the beginning of the parable. Luke 15:13 tells us, "After a few days, the younger son collected all of his belongings and set off to a distant country where he squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation." Synonyms for dissipation include words like debauchery, overindulgence, and intemperance. In other words, the son was heading out for the allure of sinful living. He was seeking, among other things, the licentious desires of the flesh. Said differently, he went to wallow in the mud. The story focuses on the famous return home. However, we must ask ourselves, why did he go back home? He only went back because the fun ran out. According to Luke's Gospel 15, verses 13 to 14, it was only after daddy's money ran out and a famine struck the area that he found himself in dire need. Only then did he contemplate returning home. If he had more money, and if there hadn't been a famine, I am sure his motto would have been, "Let the good times roll." And this brings me to the point I want to make today. Just like all other people, Christians are sinners. Who among us at some point hasn't had to deal with the sins of the flesh and pride? These were the two big sins of the prodigal son. I guess you could say, lucky for him, that the money ran out and that the famine struck. These two things brought him to his knees and brought him to his senses. It was only then that the journey home began. The New Testament tells us not to love the things of this world. It warns us that we can become slaves of our various desires and pleasure. Certainly, not everything in life that's pleasurable is a sin, but if we pursue the pleasure more than we pursue God, it becomes sinful. Some pleasures develop into addictions. 2 Peter 2, verse 19 states, "For a person is a slave of whatever overcomes him." Pleasures like drugs, sex, alcohol, and pornography often lead to addictions. In fact, most people admit that they have one or two habitual sins that they struggle to break free of. A Christian with an addiction is no longer just wallowing in the mud. He or she is actually stuck in the mud. What should someone do if they become stuck in the mud? They should yell for help, of course. A sinner stuck in addiction or habitual sin needs to do the same thing. They must admit that they have a problem and ask for help. The Bible tells us in Romans 6, verse 23, that the wage of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. It also tells us that sin must not reign over our mortal bodies so that we obey their desires. We read this in Romans 6, 11 to 14. Pride often gets in our way when it comes to admitting that we have habitual sin. It appears that we are either lazy or just too comfortable wallowing in the mud to seek help. I must admit that I have some mud puddles in my life. Do you? I will close today with two simple questions. Number one, what mud are you wallowing in? And number two, what are you willing to do about it? Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, sin has a way of drawing me into the slop of life. Help me to overcome my pride and seek the help I need to get out of the mud. Your Son, Jesus, is a wellspring of eternal water. I place my faith in Him. He alone can wash me clean from the mud of my sin. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.